Ek is Tanya Heinz van Marula Media en gesels vandag met Herman Mashaba, leier van Action SA, nadat die party besluit het om die veelpartykoalisie in Tswane die rug toe te keer en die motie van wantroue teen Silje Brink te steun. Herman, jy het net vroeër van jaar gesê dat jy oor jou dooie liggaam saam met die ANC sal werk. Wat het verander?
You know, I had committed, I got into politics, something that I never thought I would do in my life. And my entry into politics was to remove the ANC, because after many years of engaging them to really focus the government on service delivery instead of corruption. But chose the DA. And I'm sure you're aware what the DA has done to me on many occasions, and I tolerated their abuse. Unfortunately, the final blow came after the 2024 elections, even after they walked away without even just the courtesy of a phone call that we're moving away from the multi-party charter. We respect that decision. But what was going to affect us directly when they started gaining in negotiating with ANC national leadership for the three metros in Gauteng and the removal of Action SA. Action SA was not, and we are not going to be prepared to wait for the DA to remove us like that and be pushed. So when we learned about this and we had evidence of it, that's when we decided we are out of here. And obviously, looking at the city of Tswane, if obviously ANC and DA could not find each other, we had to then coalesce with someone, because both the DA grouping and ANC grouping, without us, they can't form government. So that's why we decided we are cutting our umbilical cord with the DA, because we cannot afford to be in a house with someone who wants to really murder us. So we cannot, who wants to step us at the back. So for now, the leadership of the DA, we don't want to really touch it. Our relationship in Tswane, because of their backstabbing and their disloyalty and dishonesty, we are out of them. Our relationship for now is water under the bridge. But we cannot afford to let the city without government. ANC and their grouping cannot afford to, they don't have the numbers to form government on their own. And for us, as Action SA, we said we are happy to assist to form government that can serve the residents of Tswane.
Wat is jou reaksie op diegene wat sê dat jou optrede in Tswane Action SA kiesers gaan kos en dat Action SA dit net gedoen het om relevant te wees?
Well, Action SA was never voted in by the DA, and the DA does not really have the monopoly over voters. So if a DA wants to be government, let them go out and contest and get majority. Well, I don't see anything that Silje Brink actually added in the city of Tswane. As you are aware, DA has been running the city of Tswane since 2016. The only changes that we started seeing happening was when Action SA actually voted. You know, we voted the DA without their permission in Tswane. They did not want to govern. And we protected them. Even when we discovered their corruption, we were prepared to work with them and ensure that we can serve the residents of Tswane. We realized that since 2016 they were not providing services.
Jy het vroeër van jare in 'n onderhoud in Marula Media se ateljee gesê dat die Afrikaanse kiezer belangrik is vir Action SA. Wat is jou boodskap aan die Afrikaanse lesers wat dalk nie saamstem met Action SA se besluit om die veelpartykoalisie in Tswane te verlaat nie?
You know, Tanya, Herman Mashaba has been unapologetic. The reason why I got into politics was to realize the polarization of government and politicians in our country. I'm fully committed to all South Africans, regardless of their race. But at the end of the day, people must not have double standards. So if ever we appreciate and accept that we are the most unequal society in the world. We are the most polarized nation in the world. And right now, if I look at the DA, the role that they're playing under Helen Zeller's leadership, I'm afraid my own reading, what Helen Zille is doing, it's actually contrary to what Desmond Tutu, Nelson Mandela stood for, including Herman Mashaba. And I will not allow Helen Zille to polarize us as a nation along racial lines.